We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Tom Hogan is the esteemed DA out there in Chester County. As I said, we saw this piece yesterday. It was good enough to come on and flesh it out for us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom Hogan, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, happy to be here.
Well, we saw this piece and saw your commentary at a press conference with this guy who's here illegally, and you said direct connection to Mexican drug cartels, allegedly. Why is that important? Why did you talk about that?
Well, what's going on here is crystal meth is coming storming back into not just the region, but the nation. I haven't seen it this heavy and this pure since the early 2000s. And this is a business decision by the Mexican cartels. What they are doing is they are looking at heroin is now declining in use as we've gotten hold of the doctors with the opioid prescriptions. And the Mexican cartels are looking at this and saying, all right, supply and demand. One product is going out of style. We need a new product. And they are pushing very high-quality crystal meth into the system. And that's going to have a tremendous impact on us because you're not just dealing with the heroin users, who are fairly passive users. They use and then nod off. Crystal meth users, they use and they become aggressive and act out, become violent. And you're going to be looking at a whole different model of addicts coming up.
Yeah, whenever I think about it, Breaking Bad aside, Tom, that's what I thought. But I'm a layman on this. Somebody on the front lines like you are. Why did this is more destructive, though. Doesn't this kill their customers quicker?
Actually, this is interesting. Heroin kills you fast. You're going to shoot. Or snort it, and if it has fentanyl in it, you're going to die. You're going to overdose, and you're going to die. Crystal meth kills you slowly. And we have these great time-lapse photographs of over 4 or 5 years of somebody who starts out as a perfectly healthy human being. They get addicted to crystal meth, which is almost as addictive as heroin. And then over the 4 or 5 years, they slowly turn into this scab-covered meth mouth, which is brown and black teeth from grinding your teeth. They look like they age about 20 years in 4 or 5 years until finally they die. So it's a whole different model.
Who are the people, though? We know about the opioids, and we know, I think you would concur by what you said, how some of the heroin, there's always been heroin trade, unfortunately, but some of this were people that were injured. They used the opiates, and then as a result of not being able to afford them anymore and they were addicted, they went to heroin. It was cheaper. But, I mean, who would be the target that's crazy enough to try crystal meth?
Well, you've got actually two categories of targets. One is people who were on opioids, were on heroin, are switching over to crystal meth. And they're using it either in conjunction with heroin. Sometimes they're actually mixing it together. Sometimes they're using heroin on the weekends and crystal meth to get through the week. So you're getting all sorts of crazy mixtures there coming out of the opioid epidemic. But more than that, crystal meth is now and always has been a very blue-collar drug. So it hits our working-class folks.
Why is that, Tom? Do you have any theory on that?
And they've described it to us. They've told it to us because they can work all day.
Okay.
And then still party all night. This is an extremely strong stimulant, and you get a blue-collar worker, and they'll be able to work all day at their jobs and stay up all night.
So the guy that's alleged to be running around with a kilo of meth, what does the direct connection to the Mexican cartel by his background, illegal status, aren't there others that would hook up with them, or is that impossible to do?
Well, Ruben Vargas Santillan, or Juan Vargas, or Juan Santillan, he went by all three names, was up here, and he was in Redding coming down to southern Chester County to sell large amounts of meth and cocaine. Now, I would say he's probably one step removed from the cartels. He is somebody who obviously is an illegal Mexican national. he would have had a contact in the cartels to get him the kilos that he was getting. But in southern Chester County and in Redding, you have large Latino populations, many of them legal at this point, particularly in Chester County, and these illegals hide in those legal populations.
Right.
I have heard from our legal populations in Chester County going, this is exactly the kind of guy that gives us a bad name. We're here to work, to make a better life for our families. We work all day long. We work three jobs. And this knucklehead is in here selling crystal meth, giving us a bad name. So it's hard. You've got to root these guys out. And, you know, as I told them, this guy was living in Berks County, and he learned the same lesson that all of these drug dealers live. You come to Chester County, you're going to get caught, and you're going to go to jail for a long time.
Great to hear that. What else occupies your time? What's top of mind for Tom Hogan right now, Tom?
Right now, I mean, we're still dealing with the opioid epidemic, and that's certainly a big issue. And, you know, safety for the counties, when you're looking about what's going on in Philadelphia, Philadelphia is turning into a cesspool of violence and corruption, and we can't allow that to spread out into the counties. So really, we need some help from Philly. Philly's got to get a hold of themselves and restore law and order down there. Homicide rates are up in Philadelphia. In Chester County, I hate to say this live, but we haven't had a homicide yet this year. We have been that safe.
Are you one of the people, Tom, because I didn't go back and look at this, though, or suggesting by, shall we say, a nonchalant attitude toward prosecution that's driving up some of this in Philadelphia?
It certainly is playing a role, because what you get, Dom, is you get what we call ping-pong homicides, which is crew A has a guy that gets killed by crew B, and when that homicide doesn't get solved and the guy from crew B doesn't get taken off the streets, well, guess what? Crew A goes back and kills somebody from crew B, and then that homicide doesn't get solved, and then you've just got these two street crews going back and forth killing each other in each cruise, and none of them are getting solved. You've got to get on top of the drug game in order to solve these homicides.
Did some of the DAs, the DAs Association and others, call this out about Philadelphia? I think I read something like that.
We have called it out. I mean, the day that the DA in Philadelphia withdrew from the District Attorneys Association, I called it out on social media, and we all have been talking about it. And I've talked to the DA in Philadelphia before he took office and said, you've got a big job. If any of us can help you, let us step in and help you. He didn't return the call.
Well, Tom, this is really bad. And look, I know several people who really admire your day-to-day. I only follow it when it's something big like this. But I'm in Philadelphia, live in Philadelphia. And the Krasner level up and down the line. But I love the point that you made, too, why people have to exert any pressure they can here. These guys are not going to just kill each other and stay in Philadelphia. This is going to reverberate to the suburbs. That's been the story the last 10 years of a lot of this stuff. It won't stay in Philadelphia.
No, it won't. And, you know, it's actually spreading to other cities around the United States. You are seeing this happening in Baltimore, you're seeing this happening in Wilmington, you're seeing this happen. I was out on the West Coast, you're seeing this happen in San Francisco, you're seeing it happen in Chicago. You know, being a district attorney is a hard thing. Yes, there are certain reforms that are needed. We all recognize that. We're all working on that. But you also need to be tough on criminals at the same time. And guess what? You can be both tough on criminals and keep your folks safe and work on criminal justice reforms. You don't have to have one or the other. And we're trying to do both here in Chester County.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much. Happy Memorial Day in advance, and thanks for responding when we call on you.
Absolutely. Dom, have a great weekend. Keep up the good work.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.